Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I didn't win. Rick Perry didn't win. Michelle Bachmann didn't win. Rick Santorum didn't win. You have to have some respect for a guy who spent 6 years of his life, put together a serious national campaign, made the case. In the two debates that were decisive, frankly, he beat me, and I beat him in a lot of other debates. But when it got to the crunch and it was he had to do it or die, he did it. And so I have great respect for him. I think that the and I'm not quite sure what the magic words is you all in the media want out of me. So let me say this. I believe that Mitt Romney will be a dramatically better president of the United States than Barack Obama. I believe that he has earned the right to represent the Republican Party, and he's earned it the hard way. He has fought his way to the nomination. Nobody gave him an inch.
I think that sounds like an endorsement. Does it sound like an endorsement to you? Newt Gingrich doing his best to sort of endorse Mitt Romney. The presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, Monday morning, the 7th of May. And for this hour, we do what we usually do here, go through what's going on in the world of talk radio, news talk radio, issue-oriented political talk radio, if you want, and listen to some of the things that have happened on television and radio over the weekend. You may comment, 800-510-8255, the easiest way to do that. Send email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The presidential race, the discussion, actually, with Newt Gingrich, took place on CNN's State of the Union with Candy Crowley. He and she talk about the diminished role the Tea Party seems to be playing now.
Mitt Romney certainly was not their big pick for the Republican primary race at the presidential level. Looks like Orrin Hatch in Utah is going to survive what was a much stronger showing for the Tea Party when it came to a previous senator who was unseated. Do you think the Tea Party has lost power? We're also looking at polls showing that people have a less favorable view of the Tea Party now.
I think the effort to attack the Tea Party has had an impact. My experience with the Tea Parties has been overwhelmingly they're serious. They study the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. I mean, I find them to be very serious citizens everywhere I go in the country. And I think the Tea Parties have added a lot. And I think you'll see in certain races that they're still very, very important.
They seem to have faded a bit, though. Would you agree with that?
They don't have the passion they had in 2010. Partially, I think, out of frustration with having won the House and not seeing the scale of change they want. I mean, this is a very complex form of government, and there are times when it takes longer to get something done than people would like.
I want to. There was a editor in the LA Times today from former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, and in part he said an inclusive party would welcome the party's most conservative activists right alongside its most liberal activists. There is room for those whose views, I think, make them sound like cavemen, and there is also room for us in the center with views the traditionalists probably think make us sound like progressive softies. It was about a couple of folks that had been Republicans and couldn't stand how closed and how small they thought the tent was in the Republican Party. Do you have a problem with being inclusive? Because most people do look at Republicans going, they are a conservative bunch of white guys who want to protect big oil. And now you're even hearing Republicans saying, it's not big enough. We haven't opened up the tent door.
You know, you probably ought to get somebody like Tim Scott or Alan West to come and talk about being a bunch of white guys. Since they're both African-American congressmen. But I would just say, or Marco Rubio, or Susana Martinez. I mean, look.
It's not as diverse as the Democratic Party. You'd concede that.
Yeah. Okay. It's not as diverse, although the Democratic Party has no room for a right-to-life speech at the National Convention.
Okay, well, lest we get off topic.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. But I think it's important. Lack of diversity in the Democratic Party is ignored because they define diversity one way. The fact the Republican Party has Rudy Giuliani, who is, I think, one of the most widely admired people in the Republican Party, and who clearly is far more moderate on a number of issues than Mitt Romney or certainly than Rick Santorum. I mean, I think we have a very broad range of people that we're proud to have as Republicans, and there's not an automatic litmus test, although we are largely a pro-life party, and we're definitely a pro-balanced budget and pro-smaller government party.
So there's lots to love about the Republicans. Is that the message there? 800-510-8255. Inclusion or exclusion? I know personally that I was a Republican for most of my life and don't feel comfortable in the party now because I don't think there is room for people who are off the message of those mostly who come from an intolerant point of view. You may agree or disagree. Help yourself, 800-510-8255. On ABC's This Week, Jake Tapper talked to the other side. That is Obama Campaign Communications Director David Axelrod, who is the hackiest of the hackers. He's a real, real soldier for Obama.
The president kicked off his campaign in Columbus, Ohio, and Richmond, Virginia. And here are the headlines in the newspapers that greeted him, which were reporting on Friday's jobs report. The Columbus Dispatch, job numbers don't mirror hope. The Richmond Times-Dispatch, April job growth slight, portion of Americans in labor force falls to lowest level since 1981. The headlines say it all, don't they? The economy just isn't strong enough, and what the president has been able to accomplish has not been enough.
Well, Jake, let's consider where we were when the president took office. We were losing 800,000 jobs in 1 month. We lost 4 million in the 6 months before he took office, or nearly 4 million. In the last 26 months, we've gained 4.2 million private sector jobs. The last 6 months, we've gained nearly 200,000 jobs a month. And you have to look at the trend, not 1 month or short periods of time. Now, we have a lot of headwinds. The president said yesterday we have to be vigilant. We have to be persistent. We've got headwinds from Europe and the Middle East and so on. But we have to push forward, and Congress can help. The president has offered a series of ideas on small business tax cuts, real small business tax cuts, on helping people refinance their mortgages, take advantage of low interest rates, on getting a surface transportation bill done. All of these will help our economy move forward, but what we can't do is go back to doing what we were doing before the crisis, because that'll result in the same disastrous outcome for our economy and the middle class.
And David, when the president gave his speech yesterday, he acknowledged that people are still hurting. Let's take a listen.
The real question, the question that will actually make a difference in your life and in the lives of your children, is not just about how we're doing today. It's about how we'll be doing tomorrow.
David, it seems as though the president is acknowledging that he cannot win on the premise, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Doesn't that in itself suggest failure?
No, as I said, Jake, we've come a long way from where we were. We're in the middle of recovering from this recession, but there's a larger project, which is how do we rebuild this economy in the long term so the middle class is growing and not shrinking, and people who work hard can get ahead. People who act responsibly are rewarded for that responsibility. That's what we're working on, and what we can't do is do what Governor Romney has suggested, which is to go back to the same formula that hurt our economy and hurt so many people. Tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans that we can't afford, cutting Wall Street loose to make its own rules. That is not a prescription for the kind of growth that we need in this country. And by the way, I would note that in 2004, when the recovery from that recession was more laggard than what we have today, Governor Romney ran around this country saying that President Bush ought not to be blamed for that, and it was just politics to blame him for that. I suggest it's just politics when you hear Governor Romney today, and he certainly wants to go back to that same disastrous formula.
Yeah, we've done so well under your leadership, sir, right? Yeah. 800-510-8255. Is that a snide comment? I think maybe you might take it as such. Help yourself to a response to that. 800-510-TALK at 16 past. This is the Countdown.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our start.
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-648-49. That's 800-648-49. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-648-49. That's 800-648-49. American Bullion. 800-648-49.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete. Look for valuable savings in this Sunday's paper. All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete. Look for valuable savings in this Sunday's paper.
You're listening to the beginning of another week on the Talk Radio Countdown. A lot of the Sunday morning news programs become fodder for conversation. And then there are the talk hosts who actually are getting into, I'm talking about on radio, the issues. And some of the candidates, in this case, Sue Jeffers on her radio program talks about Mitt Romney, who isn't the nominee that conservatives seem to want, but he's the best you got.
Romney is not our knight in shining armor. He is not the conservative that so many people like me wanted to see. But I know he's a hell of a lot better than Barack Obama. And for me, it's all about electing conservatives at every level of government. I want the most conservative candidate possible. It may be that Mitt Romney is the best I got this year, which I know is disappointing to so many conservatives, but it is what it is. And you know what? I have congressional races that I can support. I can support Scott Walker over in Wisconsin on Tuesday for his primary battle on the recall election. I can support so many fabulous Minnesota Senate and House races. I can support great candidates who run for county commissioner, who run for mayor, who run for school board, who run for all these, you know, all politics is local, and then it touches our home. So it is so important that we get conservatives elected everywhere. Take a look at President Obama and what the Democrat Party, because he's your leader right now, what he's looking at, what he's telling people to do. Seriously, it is government prodding you along from every stage of the game, from delivery room to death panel.
800-510-8255. Trish is in San Bernardino, California. What do you think of all that, Trish?
Well, I think in the end, the Republican Party, it has to kind of reevaluate its image as far as what direction they want to go. Now,
Hold on a little bit. Yeah, hold on just a second. It's 21 after standby.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like Cintas for fire protection.
Now, Cintas is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. Cintas provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does Cintas compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, Cintas ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in Cintas for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The discussion of the political realities of the day, the Republicans, the Democrats, who's in, who's out. Newt Gingrich says he's a wild card when it comes to being picked as vice president. So does Mitt Romney. This story, we'll get to Bob Schieffer in a few minutes because that's where it came from. The Sunday morning talk programs are what we focus on for audio. A lot of them are into the political season, as are many of you. We were having a conversation with Trish about the change in direction needed for the Republican Party. Didn't want to short circuit the conversation, Trisha. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Now, as far as the direction that the party can actually go, being that I've been a libertarian, I want to say probably like the last 5 or 6 years, I've actually leaned towards like Ron Paul. And so I guess I can kind of speak for that libertarian faction as far as like inside the Republican Party. Now, looking at Mitt Romney, I don't think that he's actually going to be really a good candidate for this upcoming election, for the reason being that he has too many people in his pockets. He's just
So you're going to vote for Obama?
Well, no. Oh, gosh, no. I mean, I didn't even vote in him that last election. I mean, for the simple fact that John McCain or Obama, I mean, it's like...
All right, so really who do you want to vote for, Tricia? Who's the candidate for you?
Well, as far as, like, the candidate I want to go for, I want to go for Ron Paul.
No.
I want to go for him. I just want to...
Would you participate? I don't disagree with you. I think he would be the best candidate myself, but it's not reality that he'll get elected. So what happens if he throws his hat in? I mean, really works for the election of Mitt Romney and becomes a partner or somehow a participant in the administration of Mitt Romney. Will you vote for Romney then?
Well, as far as for voting for Romney, it's actually kind of like picking, like...
You're not answering my question. If Ron Paul is a participant, not just an endorser, but he's involved somehow or other in an administration that Romney runs, will you vote for Romney?
I'm going to vote for the candidate that basically supports sodomy and sodomizing...
Okay, you're an idiot. 800-510-8255. We get them every once in a while. They grow on trees in some parts of the country. Here's Danny in Michigan with thoughts on Republicans.
Well, what a bunch of hypocrites those Republicans are. Bush had 10 years to get Osama. He called him irrelevant, and he wasn't irrelevant. That man was dangerous to this country and all of his surrogates, and the Republicans trying to make this out of a campaign issue. What a bunch of hypocrites, man. If those SEALs had a guy killed going in there, or one of those choppers there got blew up for some reason, they would have been all over it. Bush used the World Trade Center as an issue when he was trying to get reelected. What a bunch of hypocrites.
800-510-8255. As a politician, thy name is hypocrite on both sides of the aisle. That seems to exist. It's going to be refreshing to really find somebody who had something that was brand new, all about newness. Anyway, back to Face the Nation. Instead of looking at two different cuts from Face the Nation, we'll have Bob Schieffer in a few minutes talking to Senator Chuck Schumer about Obama. But in terms of the interview that he did with conversation, Newt discussing with Schieffer the possibility of splitting the ticket with Romney, he dismissed the idea as absurd. Would you pick me? Gingrich asked. I'm so much my own agent, it would be, it's inconceivable is what he said, evading the question of whether he had an endorsement in his pocket. He did sort of endorse a few minutes ago. You heard him endorse him, kind of, but it's not strong. Listen, they said some pretty tough things about one another during the campaign. How do you bury that easily? Well, I guess you look to Hillary and to Obama from last time around, huh? 28 passed on the countdown.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it, too, with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and body powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Coast to coast, border to border, around the world at DougStefan.com and on hundreds of radio stations every day and on the weekend. This is the review of the hot hits in talk radio. We're continuing our focus on the presidential race with people from both sides. That's the idea that I want to have presented here, that we are listening to both points of view and encouraging your input too at 800-510-8255. Some of your input is better than others. Here from Fox, Chris Wallace talks to Senator Marco Rubio about what he believes are some of the important differences between Mitt Romney and President Obama.
President Obama kicked off his campaign this weekend saying that voters face a choice between his agenda of reform and the old Republican agenda.
This time they want even bigger tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. This time they want even deeper cuts to things like education and Medicare. And now, after a long and spirited primary, Republicans in Congress have found a nominee for president who's promised to rubber stamp this agenda if he gets the chance.
Senator, in fact, Romney has endorsed the House budget, which does call for more tax cuts for the wealthy and more spending cuts for programs for the poor and middle class.
Well, this president doesn't have a budget. Neither does the Congress. Neither does the Senate, for example, has not produced a budget. But look, this campaign is very simple. It's not a difficult one to understand. This president asked us to hire him 4 years ago on the promise that he knew how to fix this economy and that he would be different, that he would unite this country. That's the standard we should judge him by, the standard that he set. The economy's worse off. The debt is $5 trillion higher, and he's become increasingly divisive. In fact, this president's rhetoric today, quite frankly, is just like anybody else in Washington. All the things that made him different and special 4 years ago are gone, and now all he does is run dividing Americans against each other, obviously because he can't run on his record.
But he says that he inherited a mess. I know it's become an old phrase, but that he inherited a mess. His programs are working, yes, more slowly than he thought they would. And the Republican agenda is the one that would take us back to the mess.
Well, of course, that's what he's saying. But the facts are something very different. He did inherit a very different, difficult economic climate. And he knew that when he was elected. But one of the reasons why he won is because he told the American people he knew how to fix it. He's run up a $5 trillion debt. And you have more people since 1981 that are either underemployed, unemployed, or have stopped looking for work. You just saw the jobs report on Friday. They are abysmal. Things have not gotten better. And let's not forget that for the first 2 years of his presidency, his party controlled both chambers of Congress. He could have had anything he wanted. He got those things, the health care bill, for example, and the stimulus, and things keep getting worse under his watch. He's accountable for that. And so obviously he doesn't want to run on that record, so he wants this campaign to be about anything but his record on the economy.
800-510-8255, discussing the issues of the presidential race with presidential candidates and their representatives and your thoughts. You represent your own thoughts at 800-510-8255. On NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory talked to Joe Biden about Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney is saying, look, we need a different path. We need a different president to turn this around. And this is how he reacted on Friday to the jobs report.
The reason the rate came down was because about 340,000 people dropped out of the workforce. So many became discouraged, they stopped looking for work.
And the discouragement is real. Recent polling showing three-fourths, 76% of Americans still believe the country's in recession.
Well, you know, for the people who are unemployed, they are still in recession. For the people whose wages are stagnant, it feels like a recession. I come from a household where whenever there was a massive recession, somebody around that table was going to lose their job. But here's the deal. What is Romney proposing? He's proposing, as to quote Bill Clinton, going back to the last policy of the last administration on steroids. I mean, what is he talking about? Is he talking about how is he going to create jobs? He talks about another $2 trillion in tax cuts for the very wealthy. You're going to create jobs? Is that how he's going to do it? Is he going to create jobs by continuing to undercut getting people to college and helping them get there, by undercutting education? Is he going to continue to create jobs by eliminating investments in research and development? I mean, what's the plan?
Well,
we've seen this movie before.
What is your warning about what a President Romney would do to the American economy?
It's absolutely, look, the good news, David, and you and I have been around for a lot of presidents, these guys are not hiding the ball this time. They're saying exactly what they believe, as my mother would say, God love them. They say they want the Ryan budget. They've all voted for it, and Romney says he's for it, which emasculates the very things that are going to allow us to grow this economy. Education, infrastructure, innovation. It decimates people on Medicare and Medicaid. He goes out there and he says, well, here's what we got to do. We need another $2 trillion in tax cuts the next 10 years. He proposes a tax cut in addition to continuing to Bush tax cut for people making over $1 million, they'll get another $250,000 a year in a tax cut. These are good patriotic people, man, but they need it like they need another hole in their head. What's he investing in? What's he going to do?
As Vice President Joe Biden speaking out, actually in that same interview, that same appearance on Meet the Press, Biden said he was, quote unquote, absolutely comfortable with same-sex married couples receiving the same rights as heterosexual married couples. He also credited pop culture with changing people's minds on the issue. He said, quote, I think Will and Grace probably did more to educate the American public than almost anything anybody's ever done. I think people fear that which is different. Now they're beginning to understand. When asked if President Obama would push for legalizing same-sex marriage in a second term, he said, I can't speak to that. I don't know the answer to that question. And I will tell you, of all of the things that I have reviewed so far in the past hour or so, looking around to see what's going on, that story has headlines in more newspapers, on more websites, more of the news services like Reuters and AP and et cetera, than anything else that's been said by anybody in the past 48 hours. Joe Biden says he's okay with gay marriage. What an indictment of the maturity or lack thereof of what goes on in this country. One of the things people are so frustrated about is that we spend as much time as we do on things like that. And I know a lot of you go crazy when this is discussed. Can you imagine it violates the... It doesn't do anything. That's my opinion. It doesn't affect my marriage. Matter of fact, I think one of the most interesting things that I have seen for a long time on anybody who's public talked about marriage was an interview that Deborah Messing has done for Ladies Home Journal this month, talking about marriage. If you want to have an interesting read, you might want to check that out. 800-510-8255. If you'd like to talk about Joe Biden and his suggestion that he's okay with it, and again, it's the headline from every single news site that I'm looking at here. It's the one story in common everywhere today. 800-510-8255. Why is that? Where's the news about Ron Paul, by the way? We'll get to some of that. And yes, Chuck Schumer talks about the president's plans when he gets reelected. It's 18 before the hour on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
Sure, right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in 6 World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame. Although an honest man, he was best at stealing home.
Save.
But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
800-510-8255. Here's Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation talking to Senator Chuck Schumer about Obama's plan for a second term.
Do you think that the president has made it clear to Americans what he wants to accomplish in a second term? You know, we started this year with more than half the people in the CBS News New York Times poll saying they did not have a clear idea what President Obama hopes to accomplish in a second term. That kind of sounds like it could mean trouble.
Well, the president is focused. The president's focused on the middle class and economy and jobs. And people have already seen it. He fought hard for a payroll tax cut, got a $1,000 benefit to middle-class families. He's right now fighting to see that tuition the interest rates that they charge for tuition does not go up, making it easier for the middle class to go to college. He's fought hard for an infrastructure bill.
But
we have huge numbers of unemployed people. And in the future, he's talking about investments to help our future in things like education, in infrastructure, in scientific research, which help create the jobs that make the middle class feel secure about the future.
Let me just interrupt you. I take your point here, but I'm not sure. Do you think that he has gotten that message out there, that people really understand that? I mean, I think it's fair to say he's sort of taken a back seat because he wanted to let the Republicans go at one another for a time. But it also seems to me that he has some work to do on getting out what he's for.
Yeah, the campaign is just being joined right now. And let me just say that as people learn the records, they're going to see a huge difference. Mitt Romney has sort of been given a pass. It's sort of been a dialogue on the Republican right. It was called a monologue by Obama's campaign manager. As people start contrasting the kinds of things the president is for that I mentioned before, and then what Mitt Romney wants to do with the economy, he wants to give further tax breaks to the wealthiest among us. That's trickle down. He wants to further deregulate many industries. That's what got us in this trouble to begin with in many ways. They're going to see that he wants to go back to the policies of George Bush.
Oh, my God, what garbage. He is so full of himself and it, as it were. Good Lord. The same yammy. Yeah. Do you really fall for that stuff, those of you who are on that side? And I'm talking about listening to the people on either side, actually, with the same old blah. Where is there an interesting story about politics? Okay, I found one. The combo of President Obama and George Clooney. Quite a draw. Fundraiser for the president's reelection bid has sold out. President's going to be there on Thursday of this week. $12 million George Clooney has raised for the Obama reelection campaign. Supporters paid $40,000 each to have dinner with Obama and Clooney at his home in Los Angeles. They raised $6 million with additional money coming from individuals who entered a contest to win a chance to sit at the table with Clooney and the president. So, what do you think of that? I find that an interesting story, don't you? 800-510-8255. Here's host Richard Day talking to Ken Walsh from U.S. News and World Report about the Obama campaign using Newt Gingrich.
Are you right about how the president and the Democrats are starting to rerun the Republican primary campaign against Romney?
Yeah, well, you know, you're seeing, as you mentioned, we had these rallies that the president had in Virginia and Ohio yesterday. And you're seeing a lot of residents resurrecting a lot of the issues that came up in the Republican primary campaign. It's almost like a political trip down memory lane for the president and for his supporters, talking about Romney, Mitt Romney, the Republican heading for the nomination. Obama talked about a lot of things we heard in the Republican campaign, accusations about Romney being a weak candidate, about how he's sort of off the beam and giving the country what people want. He's too wealthy to understand everyday Americans. And there's a huge treasure trove of clips and of speeches and statements and debate performances in which a lot of these issues were raised during the primary campaign by the Republicans. So it's interesting that the Republicans use these same issues that Obama is using against Romney, and they're back.
Well, Ken, the general election seems inevitably to be targeting the economy as the major issue for voters, and that includes jobs. And the latest government report, I guess, can be read both ways as glass half empty or glass half full.
Exactly. You know, I wrote about this in my blog after those numbers came out. The unemployment rate nationally went down by about 0.1%, down from 8.2% to 8.1%. But a lot of the reason for that is because people stopped looking for work because they were so discouraged. So.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. We're talking politics. Where's Ron Paul?
Well, let's see here.
With Romney getting the presidential nomination, Ron Paul supporters took control of the Maine Republican Convention and elected a majority slate supporting Mr. Paul. Results gave the Texas congressman victory, votes leading to the close of the two-day Maine convention. Paul's supporters were elected to 21 of the 24 delegate spots from Maine to the convention. So I go back to what I was saying while back in this hour of the countdown, and this was a question I put to one of the callers at 800-510-8255. If Ron Paul is endorsing Romney, and Romney gives him a role, significant role, in his administration, will you vote for Mitt Romney? That'll be the play. And some of you say, well, that'll be the day, but might be the most intelligent thing that you can do. Ron Paul is a force to be reckoned with, even though the news media doesn't want to deal with him because he's not an inside player, and the news media loves inside players. Therefore, you see once again how the culprit that is the news media takes advantage of because you don't have to pay any attention to it if you don't want to. But so many of you do because you're duped into thinking, wow, this is the news. 800-510-8255. And then we have a lot of discussion going on, a lot of the blogs, boards, and some of your calls on Congress and money. Let's first listen to, though, host Esme Murphy talking to a political analyst named Dave Schultz about Mitt Romney and job numbers and the economy and that sort of thing.
One of the things that came out this week, the unemployment figures, which while it did show a slight dip in the unemployment rate, it certainly was nowhere near what people had been expecting. And Mitt Romney is all over these figures, reminding people that the American economy is not doing that well. It is the slowest recovery on record. A lot of people are still hurting. And I think this is a message that really resonates.
It is. And I think one of the things to point out also is the reason why the unemployment rate went down is approximately 380 or 400,000 people left the job market in the last month, discouraged that they couldn't find jobs. I mean, there's two things that are interesting right now when you get behind those statistics. You know, one obviously is because of the fact that the unemployment rate went down, but we only generated about 150,000 jobs. I can't remember what the exact number was last month, but the participation of males in the job market is the lowest it's been since like 1946, and the participation for women in the job market is the lowest it's been since the 1970s. And so this is actually really quite bad right now. And there was a great article, I think it was in the Washington Post yesterday, that said time has essentially run out for Barack Obama on the economy. That maybe he gets a bump, you know, maybe something happens in the next couple of months or something like that, 3 months. But for the most part, unless we start generating 400,000 jobs a month, we're not going to see that unemployment rate dip much, and we're going to see that become a persistent issue that Mitt Romney correctly is jumping all over at this point. And so I think I read something in terms of strategy, you know, for the Romney campaign, and said that, look, at any state, you know, especially swing states that have unemployment rates over 7 to 8%, these are states that are potential pickings for me. And I think that's exactly correct.
All right. So I'm looking at some of these numbers myself. If you've been on the websites, the U.S. Department of Labor have their labor stats from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. First of all, do you trust the information? This is part of the administration. Do you trust this info? I'm looking at the average hourly earnings of Americans across the board, and I'm astounded by this number, which nobody seems to talk about. The average American worker, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average earning for all employees on private non-farm payrolls is over $23 an hour. Do you find that amazing, especially in light of the conversation this past week or so about minimum wage? The average hourly earnings, according to the Labor Department, $23.23 was the average in November of last year. It's $23.38 now, so up about 15 cents since last November. But it's been right around, hovering right in the 20s. It's never been below $23 an hour. The average, I find that astonishing, actually. Very interesting. Of course, the numbers are all baloney. So is that one a good one? One wonders. Lots of things to think about this week. Hopefully you'll join us tomorrow here on the Talk Radio.